Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Scala. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowers. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scala hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. Rapp moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Gromyk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gromyk. Baker goes all the way around to score. Gumpert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gumpert scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scala. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Gromyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gromyk moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gromyk scores. Tucker moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromyk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapp. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a line drive into left field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scala takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Gordon Goldsberry. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Appling steals second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rapp takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing first base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Scala is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Bob Feller. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.